And welcome back. It's our second game coverage here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our doubleheader continues on this Friday night. Our first live broadcast of a high school basketball season. And it was the Deckerville Lady Eagles. The Deckerville East girls basketball team. Deckerville winning over Peck girls 35-22. And what was a triple header? Of course, our coverage when it comes to high school sports is varsity level. Second game of the night, it's the doubleheader with the Peck Pirates at the Deckerville Eagles. Another North Central Thumb League Stars division. A challenge here for both teams. We'll take a look at what they've done so far throughout the season. As we enter 2024, you could say we're about a quarter of the season in. Usually in a season, you play 20 games. And so far, they got at least 25% of the schedule in thus far. So let's take a look. For the Deckerville boys basketball team, so far on the season, they played some pretty tough competition. They are 4-3 overall. While the Peck Pirates are 4-3 overall also. Both teams have taken on some pretty good challenges throughout the season. Right now in the North Central Thumb League, overall best record is 6-1 by Dryden. They've got one loss, but they have not played a league game yet. And we'll look through that schedule also tonight. You can go to our CNAC Broadcasting website, CNACBroadcasting.com, the sports section, to see the full list of our CNAC Broadcasting coverage area teams also. So Deckerville 4-3, Peck is 4-3 overall. Head coach Dale Stoliker, a classmate of mine back in class of 1989 here at Deckerville, 5 years under his belt. He has 48-53 career record. You add 4 games and 3 losses to that, that'll make it 52 wins and 57 losses. Last season, 13-10 overall, 4-6 in North Central Thumb League Stars Division. Key returners, Hunter Garza, Logan Martin, David Shanks, and Gabe Kappen also. For the Deckerville Eagles, losses, Connor Palmer and Derek Osborne. They were big guys, but kind of smooth on their feet. One of their top new prospects, a junior forward, Preston Holman, got some hype to him. Logan Shanks, also a sophomore forward. He's got some size, but it's Hunter Garza, really improved as the year went on last season and expect even more this season. Team captains is Gabe Kappen and David Shanks. They're looking at speed and depth on the floor here for the Deckerville Eagles, according to head coach Dale Stoliker. He thinks the team's to beat Dryden and Kingston, but Peck also. Gathrow and Peck. Looking at the schedule also of what the Deckerville boys basketball team have done so far. We'll take a look at that. We've got 7 games underneath their belt. Started off the season back on December 5th. Playing against Cass City. That's a tough Cass City team. They lost by 35, 70-35. They bounced back against Olin Gage. Deckerville did 71-20. In fact, they had 4 straight wins. Win over Olin Gage, Caseville, and Carsonville Port Salac. That was a 71-20 win over Olin Gage, 70-27 win over Caseville, and over Carsonville, who put on 47 points in Deckerville, 62-47. And then their 4th straight win, a key win over the Bay City All Saints across Conference North Central Thumb League Stripes Division. That was a 56-49 win for Deckerville. Now they've had 2 straight losses since the holiday break back on December 21st. A loss to Armada, but that's competition, 64-34. Armada, one of the tougher teams in the Blue Water Area Conference. And then the loss during the holiday break on December 28th, 70-45 for Deckerville. They start the league games now tonight, hosting Peck. They'll have North Huron and Dryden coming up also. And then on January 16th, they've got Kingston. And the January has also Mayville for your league games before a cross-conference league game against Akron Fairgrove on the 26th. So Deckerville, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight league games. And it's a pretty tough competitive NCTL Stars division. Coming off their last game for the Decaville Eagles. Essentially too much offense, 70 to 45, but still you score 45 points, not bad. For the Eagles, Hunter Garza had 14 points. Logan Shanks had 11 in that game. The win over Carsonville Port Salac, Hunter Garza led the way with 22 points. Ian Flanagan adding 14, and 12 of those coming in the first half, while David Shanks added 8 points. Corbin Schrabowski with 7 points in that win over Carsonville Port Salac. We'll come back and take a look at what the Peck Pirates have done so far through December of basketball. We're about 6 minutes away from action here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back. High school boys basketball, our doubleheader night. Decaville girls wins 35-22 in the first game. Second game come your way now. Peck Pirates at Decaville. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, our pregame show here. Peck Pirates at the Decaville Eagles. Peck Pirates head coach Jeremy Abrego, 13 years as a head coach. Great career record at 189 wins and 88 losses, not counting this season. Last season, 15-10 overall, 6-4 in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division. District champions, but lost in the regional semifinal. Returning players, and I saw this last year when both these teams went up against each other. Cal Hayden, 8 points per game, 4 points rebounds per game. He had an honorable mention all-league also. Cal Hayden, when Coach Abrego expected him to be a leader on the court as the point guard. Good ball handling skills and can score inside and out in the perimeter with a 3-point shot. Carson Liebling, also the senior, returning here. Scored in an average of 3.6 points per game last year. Kirsten providing them with leadership on the floor. Tough player also, especially defensively on the floor. Thomas West, sophomore forward for the Peck Pirates, really handling the ball well. He's been playing well this season also. If you look into the newspapers, by Mike Gallagher, San Luis County News. Carter Babcock, the senior forward also, looking for the hustle. Rebounding also for Carter Babcock for the Peck Pirates. Gina Costa, a senior forward also, looking for some hustle on the floor and hitting the boards hard. Key losses last year was Brady Babcock, Dalton Senf, Steven Van Konensen, Alex Affer, who have graduated. Top new prospect, Gabe Gerber. He didn't play at all last year because of an injury. Gabe expecting to provide with some scoring in the paint as well as rebounding and defense. Cody Cairo, ready to step in, provide them with some ball handling and scoring. Good outside shooter also for the Peck Pirates. Zach Hart also on the floor will come off from the bench, as well as Hansa Pullman. And Aiden Alfaro, one of the key players, a sophomore here for the Peck Pirates. Taking a look at what they've done throughout the season, they've taken on some challenges themselves. They started off with 3 straight wins. A big win back on December 5th over Brown City. That's a big win, 57-44 for the Peck Pirates. Followed it up with a win over the Akron Fairgrove Vikings, 64-55. The third straight win over Kimball Landmark Academy, 66-26. First loss of the season came back on December 18th to Ubley. Another non-league game, bigger school there, 55-27 was the loss for Peck, but they bounced back with a win over Caseville on the 19th, 65-33. And at the Marlette Holiday Tournament, they played really well competitively, but 2 straight losses to Marlette, 56-50, and Carroll, 58-40. So Peck put up some pretty good points against those bigger schools in tougher competition. They've been off since December 29th. This is their first game since the holiday break here tonight at Decaville. We'll be back for tip-off. Peck Pirates taking on the Decaville Eagles here in just a moment. In that last game, by the way, for Peck against Carroll, leading scorer for Peck was Thomas West with 19 points in that game. So, again, a young player but a strong shooter they're expecting here on the floor. As I said, we'll be right back for basketball action here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back with starters and tip-off. That's the national anthem here at Deckerville High School. Getting ready for high school boys basketball action. I'm Eddie Fury, part of our doubleheader here tonight. We missed the score, Deckerville girls over Peck Pirates 35-22. As we announce the starters here for the Peck Pirates, be number zero, Cody Cairo, the sophomore. Number one, Karsten Lieblang, the senior. Number two, Thomas West, a sophomore. We also have number three, Cal Hayden, going to be one of the key players here on the floor, the junior. And coming off from injury, number five, Gabe Gerber. Was injured last year, still wearing a brace, but he'll be out here on the floor. He is a senior also. For the Deckerville Eagles, your starters, an over-jubilant announcer here, just like me. Number four, Parker Merriman, the junior. He's got some hype to him for the Deckerville Eagles. Number four, Parker Merriman. Number 12, sophomore, Logan Shanks, your second starter here for Deckerville. Junior number 13, Logan Martin. Number 24, Gabe Kappen, the senior. And we'll be probably calling his name a lot. Number 32, Hunter Garza, the junior. For the Deckerville Eagles, your starting lineup. All right. Full coverage of this game will be in the Wednesday edition of the Salem County News, and even on Monday comes Sportsline on WMIC 95.3 FM. We are on 92.5 WBGV. Don't forget Lions football comes Sunday, 97.7 FM. So a lot of great sports coverage here on our Salem Lake broadcasting stations. Here on 92.5 FM and streaming online at salemlakebroadcasting.com. Get ready here for tip-off. Jump ball one and picked up by Decker momentarily, but taken right back by the Peck Pirates. Loose ball picked up. Be number two, Thomas West. Probably the tallest player out here on the floor for the Peck Pirates, and it's Peck Pirates ball. Start of the first period. Karsten Lieblang over to Gerber. Back to Lieblang. Bounce pass to the left side, trying to post up Thomas West. Over to Gerber, right side, no good. Loose ball picked up by Deckerville number 12, Logan Shanks. Deckerville with possession. Hunter Garza passing it off to number 13, Logan Martin. Martin down the right lane, up for two, no good. Rebound pulled down by number two, Thomas West. He's got the hype, and he'll be hitting the boards here to number zero, Cody Cairo. Looking for Gerber, and it goes out of bounds. A sophomore, Cody Cairo. It'll be Deckerville ball. Number 24, Gabe Kappen on the floor. Starting for Deckerville, Hunter Garza, number 32. He'll go over to the right side. Pass up top to Kappen. 32. Hunter Garza for Deckerville. No score yet. 0-0. 1 minute in. Down the right lane. Up for a layup for two. Tries to lay it with the underhand. No good. Rebound by Deckerville offensively. Another miss, but blocked. Picked up by Peck Pirates. Cairo with the ball. Swings over number one. Carson Liebling at the left wing to Thomas West at the top of the point. Being defended well by Martin. Lays it up for two. West no good on the right side of the glass. Loose ball picked up by Deckerville for the rebound. Driving the basket. Two on one. Number 12 for two does not roll in. For number 12, Logan Shanks. Rebound, Pack Pirates. Still 0-0. 6:15 to go here in the first. Pack Pirate ball. Number 3, Cal Hayden. Over to Cairo to Thomas West. Left wing. 3-point range. Carson Liebling over to number 3, Cal Hayden, to Gabe Gerber, number 5, right side. Around the perimeter they go with ball. Down to 6 minutes to go here in the first. Driving to the left side of the glass, he will hold up at the left low block. Back out to West, left wing. 3-point range to Gerber. To Cairo at the right. Pass over to Thomas West at the top of the points. To number 3, Cal Hayden. Looking for an open spot here. Pass over to Gerber, left for two, no good. After going from the elbow to the right, Cal Hayden looking for Gerber. Decker will get the rebound, up for two, and they get the first points on the board. That'll be number 12, Logan Shanks. 2-0, Deckerville leading. First point score here at the 5:25 mark in the first. Put up for two, number one misses on the right side of the glass. Rebound picked up by Logan Shanks after the miss by Liebling. Garza with the ball at the high post to number four, Parker Merriman for Deckerville. Over to Logan Martin, number 13 at the right wing. Up top to Kappen. Kappen over to Garza. Pick set by Kappen. Garza to the high post. Left lane, up for two, and no good. Rolls around the rim and rebound. Thomas West for Peck. 2-0, Deckerville leading. 4:50 to go. Laying it up there for two of a floater. No good by Cairo for Peck. Cody Cairo and rebound picked up by Martin for Deckerville. Garza over to left corner. Two, number four, Merriman for three. Left corner, no good. Gerber with a rebound in the paint for the Peck Pirates. 2-0, Deckerville leads. Riot driving to the basket for the paint and floats it in for two. Cal Hayden making it 2-2 tie. Hayden getting the first points for Deckerville. Shot from the high post. Swishes it in. Parker Merriman for two. Deckerville taking back the lead. 4-2. 4 minutes to go in the first period. Cal Hayden with it. Pass over to Cody Cairo. Bounce pass to Gerber, left low block. Passes it out to Hayden. Left corner will hold up. Back to Cody Cairo, the sophomore. With the dribble, number one, Carson Liebling. To number two, Thomas West. Bounce pass to Gerber to the left wing. 3.5 to go here in the first period. It's 4-2. Deckerville leading Peck. Underneath all by himself, but could not connect in the pass with the underneath the basket right side of the glass. And it'll be a turnover by Peck. It'll be Deckerville ball. Inbounds, no pressure here by Peck. Hunter Garza with it. He'll go down the right side. Pass off to the top of the point. Kappen for three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Put back attempt by number 12. He'll draw the foul. It'll be a shooting foul. He'll go to the line. We'll be right back. So there were no free throws on that play with a foul committed before the points taken. A couple missed shots by both teams. In fact, three straight offensive rebounds by Deckerville could not connect. And it's Peck Pirates ball after the inbounds pass with 2:20 to go. It's 4-2. Deckerville with a lead. Throwing it up for two with a shot. Right low block with a miss. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by number one, Carson Liebling. Coming in is Carter Babcock here for the Peck Pirates. Number 10 coming in now, Corbin Sherbowski for the Deckerville Eagles as well. Deckerville Eagles ball after the inbounds pass. Hunter Garza with it. Over to number 13, Logan Martin. Pass over to the right corner to Logan Shanks. And knocking it in for two and fouled underneath the basket. Number 11, Ian Flanagan. And this will officially be the first free throws of the game. Try to convert the three-point play at 6-2. Deckerville with the lead. 1:58 to go here in the first period. Flanagan with his free throw and converts a three-point play, making it 7-2. Three-point lead here for Deckerville. Number 11, Ian Flanagan coming in and making some points. Peck Pirates ball, Babcock with it at the right wing. Cody Cairo, 1:40 to go in the first period. Driving to the paint, lays it up for one, but blocked by number 32, Garza. He'll get the steal after the block. He'll go to the left wing for three and swishes that one. Hunter Garza with a three-point shot. Timeout called. It's 10-2. Deckerville leading at the 1:29 mark. Peck will call the timeout. Peck goes for a shot for three. No good. Deckerville gets the rebound, comes down, and Hunter Garza was second straight three to take the extended lead 13-2 with 45 seconds to go. Back-to-back threes by Garza. 13-2, Deckerville leading Peck by 11. 34 seconds to go here in the first period. Bounce pass over to Thomas West, who took that last three-point shot for Peck. Cody Cairo around the perimeter. Now over to Liebling. Back over to number one, Cal Hayden. Cal Hayden over to Cairo. Back to Hayden to number one, Liebling. Underneath the basket, trying to get a reverse shot. Trying to block it was number 12, Logan Shanks. There'll be a foul called. And going to the free throw line for the first time are the Peck Pirates. First free throw up, and that one's a miss. Coming in is number 30 for Deckerville, Preston Holman. In for number 12, Logan Shanks. Two fouls on Peck, one on Deckerville so far. Second free throw attempt, no good by Carson Liebling, but the rebound saves by Peck, but blocked and stolen away by number 30 who comes in, Preston Holman. Deckerville ball, and that's the end of the first period. Could not try to get that last second shot. We'll be right back. It's 13-2. Deckerville with the lead at the end of the first period. Open look for three for the Peck Pirates, starting off the second period with a miss. Rebound Deckerville going for a couple shots, and the last shot attempt here is a foul committed by Peck. Here in the second period on the free throw line once again is Deckerville. And that first free throw is a miss by number 11. Ian Flanagan, he made one, but misses that one. 13-2 still. So we start off this second period, and second free throw is good. First point scored, 14-2, extended lead by 12. 7:24 mark. Ian Flanagan with that free throw. Deckerville leading 14-2 with 7:15 to go here in the first half, second period. Peck with possession. Carter Babcock. Pass over to number 14 in the game, Aiden Alfaro. Over to Cody Cairo. Pitches it in to Thomas West. He's double team. Pass over to Babcock on the right side. He'll knock the shot in for two and draws the foul. Good pass by West, finding Babcock on the right side of the glass. 6:59 to go. Trying to convert the three-point play is Babcock. He will miss that one. Three straight miss free throws by Peck Pirates. 14-4, 10-point lead here for the Deckerville Eagles. Going for three, long shot for three in front of Thomas West. Put back good by number 30, Preston Holman. It is 16-4. Deckerville with the lead. 6:30 to go here in the first half. Thomas West bounce pass to Alfaro over to Babcock, right corner, three-point range. And it'll be a whistle and foul on Deckerville. Number 30 getting called, Preston Holman. Number 4 will come into the game here. Parker Merriman back in. Shot for two. Good left side of glass on the inbounds pass to Thomas West for two. His first point scored. It's 16-6. Deckerville on their side of the floor with 6:10 to go here in the first half. To the high post. Going to the paint. Lays it up for two. Flanagan. Good. He's got 6 points, and it's 18-6. 5:55 to go here in the first half, second period. Peck Pirates ball on their side of the floor, moving from left to right on your radio dial or webcast stream. Carter Babcock from the left corner to Alfaro, number 14 for Peck. Hands it up to number 1, Kirsten Lieblang. To number 0, Cody Cairo for Peck Pirates. They're down 18-6, 12-point lead here for the Deckerville Eagles in the second period. 5:25 to go. West trying to post up. He'll go up for a shot left side of the glass and draws the foul. And it'll go to the free throw line for the Peck Pirates. Number 2, Thomas West. From the free throw line up and no good. to 6, 5:23 to go. Second free throw. No good. I guess he was going for a three-point shot, so he gets three free throws, and he'll make that one. Deckerville leading 18-7. West gets his free throw, and it's 18-7. 5:08 to go here in the first half. Deckerville possession. Parker Merriman, number 4, pass over number 12. In and out inside the right wing for two. Logan Shanks, no good. Rebound, Cody Cairo for the Peck Pirates. Over to Lieblang. At the top of the point, back to Cairo. Posting up, left low block. Carter Babcock back out to the left wing to Cairo. To Lieblang at the top of the point. Swings over to Thomas West. West with the ball at the right wing to the high post. Goes to the paint, leans in over to Babcock. Left corner will hold up after being double teamed. Good zone. shift of the defense here for the Decker Eagles. Kind of punch, play man-to-man, but they'll double team on the outside. Glowing for two, driving down the right lane is number one, Kirsten Liebling, and that's his first points of the game, making it 18-9. Chipping away is Pack, 4:13 to go here in the first half. Decker Bowl possession, Ian Flanagan. Pass over to Garza for three. And it pops out, almost went in. It looked like it could have been the third one of the game for him. And Peck will get the rebound. Under 4 minutes to go. It's 18-9 here in the second period, first half. Peck Pirates spins over to number two, Thomas West, with the ball at their three-point range. Alfaro goes for three, left wing, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by number four, Parker Merriman, for Deckerville. 3:35 to go here in the first half. Flanagan back to Merriman, to number 10, who's in the game, Corbin Scherbowski. Right low block, looking for a shot, and it'll be Deckerville, fouled by Peck. Coming in as number 13, Logan Martin, and number 24, Gabe Kappen. Coming out, number 10, Corbin Scherbowski, and Hunter Garza getting some rest. From the baseline, right side of the glass, inbounds pass. Underneath the basket, up for two, can't get it in. Rebound Pack after the miss by Logan Shanks. Driving the basket to the right corner for three. Cody Cairo hits the rim, no good. Rebound, number four, Parker Merriman. 3:15 to go, Deckerville possession. To Gabe Kappen. Merriman over to 13, Logan Martin. Martin to the left side. Up for two, but blocked by Thomas West. A lot of great range and airplane width on the wings there with his arms by Thomas West. For 3-point, Liebling hits the back of the rim for left wing. No good. Rebound Alfaro for Peck. Another 3-point attempt from the top of the point for Liebling. He swishes that one. Carson Liebling, it's 18-11. 2:42 to go here. 3-point shot in the second period by Liebling. And another 3-point attempt here by Deckerville. No good. Rebound Deckerville, though, offensively. We have a timeout call by Coach Dalliker of Deckerville. 2:30 to go here in the first half. It's 18-12. The comeback here by Peck. They're down by six. Short timeout call by the Deckerville Eagles by head coach Dale Stolliker. Deckerville ball underneath their own basket. Right side of the glass in the baseline. Gabe Kappen to throw it in. Bounce pass inside to the right corner, number 13. Over to Ian Flanagan. He is bumped. Throws a pass over to Kappen. Passes over to Logan Martin. Driving to basket. Left side up for two. Does not go in. Rebound Thomas West for the Peck Pirates. 18-12. 6-point lead for Deckerville, but Peck's been chipping away here. Cody Cairo back over to Carson Liebling, who had the last points with a three for Peck. Thomas West at the left wing to the high post to the paint. Throws it up for two. No good. He gets back his own rebound. He will be fouled with a putback attempt, and he'll go to the free throw line. 1:56 to go here in the first half. Second period, 18-12. Deckerville leading. They led at one point 18-6 and 16-4 also. Free throw goes in for Thomas West. And that one is good. It's 18-13. That one is good also. 18-14 now. 1:56 to go here. The last free throws by Thomas West. Made three in a row so far. With 1:50 to go. Here in the first half, Deckerville leading now by four, just four, two-possession lead. Garza back in the game. He has triple team at the right low block to Kappen and got called for the travel before he passed it off to Flanagan. 1:38 to go. In the first half, second period. Peck Pirates with possession. 18-14 lead for Deckerville. Carter Babcock to Thomas West. West over to Aiden Alfaro at the right wing. He'll go to the point. Swings it over to Cody Cairo. And the three-point range to Liebling. Liebling moves to the top and hands it off to Babcock. Babcock faking a head fake to her for a three. We'll throw it over to West. Bounce pass to Aiden Alfaro. He'll go for three. Swish for Aiden Alfaro. He makes his first points, and it's 18-17. 1 minute to go in the first half. Decker will possession only lead by one. Alfaro with the three-point shot. Stolen away by Pack Pirates. Thomas West goes to the glass for two. No good. Last touch by Deckerville after the block shot attempt. And it'll be Pack Pirates ball. They're down by one, 18-17. From the baseline, left side of the glass. Inbounds to Babcock. Over to the right side. Knocks it in for two on the inbounds pass. It's the first lead of the game, 19-18. 36 seconds to go here. Babcock with that two-point shot after the inbounds pass. Deckerville with possession down to 29 seconds. Capping with it. Over to Martin, left corner. Three-point range down to 20 seconds here in the first half. Peck with the lead, 19-18. Looking for a jump ball, but we'll see what the whistle and call is. It will be a foul on Peck. And going to the free throw line. Looks like he was going for maybe a two-point attempt. First foul, number 14, Aiden Alfaro. 19-18. Free throw line for one is good for Deckerville. Ian Flanagan. Second free throw attempt. No good. Ties it up, though, and Deckerville gets the rebound with 15 seconds to go here. Martin's ball is nicked away and picked up by Peck. Loose ball, and it go out of bounds. And last touch by Peck with 6.8 seconds to go. Good pressure defense by Deckerville. Number 11, Ian Flanagan, will come out after looking for the inbounds pass. 6.8 seconds to go. Cap and inbounds to Hunter Garza. The Martin at the top of the point. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. NBA range, it's snicked away. And we end at the 19-19 tie. What a comeback by Peck. They were down 14-2. And 18-7 at one point, even 18-6. And they tied it up and took the lead, actually, after a Babcock shot with 19-18, but the free throw by Flanagan to tie it up at the half. It's 19-19 here at the half between Deckerville and Peck. Second game of our doubleheader here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back for our halftime report. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlipbroadcasting.com. What a comeback here for the Peck Pirates. They take the lead momentarily, 19-18. Let's just go through the first half. In the first period, Deckerville leading 13-2. At the end of the first period, we have a Garza three-point shot, back-to-back three-point shots near the end of the first period. They led 13-2, and they extended their lead 14-2 in the opening minute of the second period. In fact, they led by as much as 16-4 before Babcock finally made a shot for Peck at the 6:35 mark. Peck made their first shot at the 4:20 mark to tie it up momentarily before Deckerville took back the lead. So from the 4:20 mark until the 6:35 mark, or 6:59 mark for Peck, they got their second shot made, making it 14-4. Deckerville extended lead 18-6 at the 5:55 mark, and then 18-7 at the 5:22 mark. Liebling with a three-point shot to make it 18-12. That's where Peck started to chip away. Alfaro making a big three-point shot to make it 18-17 within one, and Babcock with a two-point shot for Peck to take the first and only lead of the game, making it 19-18. But a free throw by Flanagan for Deckerville was able to tie it up, and that's where we are right now, 19-19, all tied up. Free throws, 3 for 7 for free throws for the Peck Pirates. And that was actually three straight free throws by Peck, all by Thomas West. First half leading scorer is West with 6 points. Second leading scorer is Carson Liebling for Pack Pirates of 5 in the first half. 4 points for Carter Babcock coming off the bench. And Aiden Alfaro with 3 points. For the Decorbo Eagles in the first half, 3 of 4 for three free throw shooting in the first half. All of them made by Ian Flanagan, who leads scorers right now, with 7 points. Second leading scorer, Hunter Garza, with back-to-back three-point shots. 2 points for Preston Holman. 2 points for Logan Shanks. And 2 points for Parker Merriman. It is 19-19, all tied up between Deckerville and Peck. About 4 minutes away from the second half. NCTL Stars Division League game, first league game for both these teams, the Peck Pirates and Deckerville. We'll be right back for second half action here on WBGV 92.5. Welcome back here for the second half. Deckerville will open up a possession. It's all tied up, 19-19. In the second half, as we open up the third period. Pack a good comeback in the third period to come back and take a brief moment of lead. Hunter Garza goes for a shot right in front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Deckerville offensively for three. Right wing, missed by number 4, Parker Merriman. Rebound, Deckerville again. Hunter Garza with a three-point shot. He swishes that one. That's his third three of the game. And Deckerville takes the lead 22-19. 7:26 to go here in the third. Full court pressure applied by Deckerville. Carson Liebling swings it over to number 0, Cody Cairo. Pack moving from right to left on the floor here. Back to number 3, Cal Hayden. Hayden pitched it into the Gerber left side. Could not knock it in. Had a great look there after a good pass. Rebound Deckerville, Logan Martin. Deckerville possession, they lead 22-19. Garza to Merriman, back to Garza, back to Merriman. Over to left corner, back to the left side to Logan Martin. Around the perimeter they go. Some good ball movement here by Deckerville. Bounce pass over to Merriman. Cross court pass to the right wing and pitching it in and intercepting it with a steal. Peck Pirates, number 3, Cal Hayden. Lofts it over to Cody Carter for three in the right corner. Far, no good. Rebound, though, by Peck Hayden. To Gerber, swings it over to Thomas West for three. Left wing corner for three. Number 2, Thomas West. And it's all tied up again after the three-point shot by West. 6:15 to go here in the third and counting. The third tie of the game here. And we'll have the whistle called. The Deckerville ball. Foul number 2. Thomas West. Inbounds pass from the left sideline. Deckerville pitching it into the paint. Take it away with a steal by Peck Pirates. Bounce pass to Thomas West over to the left corner for three, where West shot his last shot and it was good, but that's a miss by Carson Liebling with 5:52 to go in the third period. Inbounds pass to the paint for Deckerville with possession now after being last touched by Peck. On their side of the floor, Logan Martin over to Merriman, back to Garza, the left wing into the high post. To Ian Flanagan from the elbow for two. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Peck Pirates. A sea of red jerseys there in the paint for the rebound. 22-22 all tied up. 5.5 to go here in the third period. Carter Babcock over to the right. To Cody Cairo to the top to Cal Hayden at the top of the point. Almost taken away was Merriman, but pulling back is Carson Liebling for Peck. Up top to Cal Hayden. Deckerville really protecting that paint area against the Peck Pirates offense. Still throwing the ball back and forth between Cairo and Liebling and Cal Hayden. Liebling over to the left corner now. Thomas West at the right corner with possession of the ball and back over to Cairo. And back to Cal Hiding. Long pass to West and right, low block. Back to Cairo, drives to the basket with a floater for two, no good. Rebound fault and saved by Peck, but Peck will have possession. Great battle there for the ball and laying it up for two. Winding his way through a maze there, number three. Cal Hiding to make it 24-22. Peck taking a lead with 4:20 to go here. Deckerville possession. They are fouled, the right low block. It'll be inbounds pass from the line, baseline. Garza for three, and he lays that one in for three. He's got four threes on the game, and Deckerville takes the lead, 25-24. Three-point shot by Garza. Good for two. For Babcock, I believe, making it 26-25. Peck takes back the lead with 3:51 to go. Missed. Bad pass by Deckerville. Fast break by Thomas West. Lays it in for two. Largest lead of the game, and it's 28-25. Three-point lead for Peck. 3:36 to go here. Largest lead of the game. Deckerville going for two. Misses that one. They get their offensive rebound, and it'll be a jump ball. And goes in favor of Peck. 28-25, largest lead of the game here for Peck now. One possession lead. Peck Pirates with possession. Back over to number one, Carson Liebling. Pass over to Cal Hiding, back to Carter Babcock. Babcock has six in the game so far. Cal Hiding down the right lane, pitches it out to West. Long shot for two, he swishes that one. Thomas West on fire. 30-25, another big lead here for Peck. 2:52 to go. Deckerville with possession, now Garza. Garza head fakes a three. The Merriman for three, right wing. He swishes one for three. Parker Merriman, 30-28. 2:34 to go here. Answering right back, Cal Hayden with a three. 33-28, trading trays here tonight. Layup shot for Flanagan for two. 33-30. 2:16 to go here. And foul by Deckerville. And the shot good by Cal Hayden to make it 35-30. 2:12 to go. Coming in is Kappen. The foul on Flanagan will be a second. Cal Hiding number three making that last two. Trying to convert the three-point play, and he does. 36-30, a two-possession lead here for Peck after the free throw. So it's 36-30. 2:07 to go here. Deckerville. Hunter Garza over to Merriman, and Peck leading 36-30 here in the third period with 1:56 to go. Parker Merriman with it at the right wing. He'll hold up to Garza with the possession now at the top of the point. Down the right lane, will hold up. Back to Merriman in the right corner. Bounce pass over to Kappen at the top of the point. Almost lost it. Back to Garza. Close defense here by the Peck Pirates. Looks like man to man. Oh, cross-court pass, very dangerous, but Martin picks it up with a floater for two, does not go in. Put back attempt. No, they'll hold up. Back to Merriman from Logan Shanks and Garza. Now a possession for Deckerville. 1:20 to go here, and over the head of Kappen. Could not get it to him, and Peck will pick up the steal. 36-30, they lead with 1:15 to go. Bounce pass over to Thomas West. Aiden Alfaro in the game. He'll go underneath the basket. Asking for the ball. He'll be at the left low block. He'll move over to the left wing. Bounce pass inside to West in the paint. Up for two. Good. West having a game for the sophomore. It's 38-30, another big lead here for the Pack Pirates. 48 seconds to go. West goes north, south, east, west, and West makes it for two to make it 38-30. Three-point shot by Garza, no good for the right wing. Rebound, Aiden Alfaro. Well, 35 seconds to go. Number one, Carson Liebling with it. Down to 30 seconds for Peck Pirates, leading by eight, 38-30. Carter Babcock with it. He'll have it to the left wing, to the top of the point, Alfaro. Down to 20 seconds and counting. Cody Cairo with it. Pass over to the right. To number one, Carson Liebling down the right lane. Alfaro for three, hits the back of the glass, no good. Down to 5 seconds in the third period. Garza with it for Decker Merriman. Looking for a three-point shot at the buzzer, no good. Hits the back of the rim, and that's the end of the third period. 38-30, Peck Pirates with the lead in a comeback. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Fourth period here. It is Peck leading 38-30. Leading by eight. Largest lead of the game, and Decker will open up a possession. Babcock did not have that last shot. That is credited to Cal Hayden. Big second half here, but stolen away by Peck after the loose ball. Mishandled by Merriman, and Peck Pirates will have it. 7:37 to go here in the game in the second half. Long shot for three, no good from the right corner. And Peck Pirates ball, Logan Martin thought it would have been his. Pointed it out after the three-point miss by Carson Liebling. Inbounds pass for Cal Hayden. Inbounds to number two in the game here. That'll be Thomas West, and it's loose and picked up by Dackerbow with a steal after the inbounds. 7:20 to go in the game. 38-30 is your score. Swings it over to Garza at the left wing. He'll hold up and go to the paint. We'll try to lay it up for two, no good. And Peck Pirates will come down with a rebound. Thomas West will be a foul, number 30 for Deckerville. Preston Holman, 38-30, 7:10 to go here in the fourth. Inbounds pass from the far side for the Peck Pirates. Still Peck Pirates ball to Cal Hyde in the top of the point. Still hanging on to it with 6:50 to go in the game. They lead 38-30. And now the ball goes over to Carson Liebling. Bounce pass over to the right side. Three-point range to Thomas West. He'll drive his way to the basket in the paint. Knocked away, but grabbing the ball at the high post was Cal Hyden. Loose ball, last touched by Deckerbell. Still Peck Pirates ball on their side of the floor underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass attempt here by the Peck Pirates, and they get it in. Carter Babcock with it. 38-30, still no points scored here in the fourth period, our final period here. Peck leading 38-30. Cal Hayden with it, swings it over to Carson Liebling. Liebling to the top of the point. Bounce pass over to Cody Cairo. Down to 6 minutes left in the game, 38-30. Peck leading Deckerville. Carter Babcock now with it. To Liebling, to Cal Hayden, into the paint. Well, laid up, but slapped away by Deckerville by number 12. Logan Shanks, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll still stay Peck Pirates ball. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Looking, and gets it in just in time to Thomas West. Thomas West posting up in the paint, and it'll be an offensive foul, and it'll be Deckerville ball. We'll be right back. Deckerville taking a shot for three with a miss. It hits the top of the backboard. It'll be Peck Pirates ball with possession they have right now. Going to the paint, Thomas West, he'll pass it over to Babcock. Open look for three, and he swishes it. Cal Hayden for three, first point scored, and it's a 41-30 lead, a three-point shot for Cal Hayden. Timeout called by Deckerville. We'll be right back here with 5:07 to go in the game. After the timeout call, Docker will inbound pass, bounce around underneath the rim, and Ian Flanagan will be fouled. Will be the third foul, number two, Thomas West. Ian Flanagan will go to the free throw line. This is the first free throws in the second half for Deckerville. First free throw up, and that one is good for Ian Flanagan. He adds on to his free throws. He's got 10 points so far in the game. Second free throw attempt here by Ian Flanagan, and that one is good also. Ian Flanagan with a second straight free throw, 41-32 now. 4:43 to go here. Free throws by Deckerville. Peck leading. And a shot attempt underneath the basket by Carson Liebling and blocked by Garza, but saved by Cal Hayden at the top of the point after being slapped out of the paint area by Deckerville. Peck has possession. Cody Cairo over Thomas West to Carson Liebling. Liebling at the top of the point for Peck. Reach around foul by the Deckerville Eagles. 4:13 to go in the game. The first foul for Garza here, apparently. It's 41-32. Peck Pirates with the lead in the fourth. Thomas West, inbounds pass, gets it. Loose ball knocked away and picked up by the Deckerville Eagles. It'll be a travel on number 10, Corbin Scharbowski of Deckerville. Still be Peck Pirates ball underneath their own basket. Left side of the glass from the baseline. Cal Hayden to throw it in. 4:09 to go in the game. Inbounds pass to Kirsten Liebling. Left corner being defended by Hunter Garza. Man-on-man defense here for Deckerville. And knocked loose is Thomas West. Up for two. No good. Rebound. Put back attempt by Babcock. No good. Slapped away and picked up by Parker Merriman. Fast break play. Ian Flanagan up for two. Good. 41-34. 3:43 to go here. Flanagan with back-to-back 4 points here. Peck still maintaining the lead, 41-34. And from the high post, Babcock knocks it in for two. 43-34. 3.5 to go in the game. 3-point shot, no good by Scharbowski. Loose ball picked up by Parker Merriman here in the fourth. Knocked it in for two, right side of the glass over Babcock. That is number 12. Logan Shanks, just 4 points on the game, but this one important there. It's 43-36. Peck with the lead, a foul. It looked like on Deckerville be number 11, Ian Flanagan. Three fouls for Deckerville here in the fourth. Inbounds pass stolen away by Hunter Garza. Lays it up for two. And the inbounds pass steal. It's 46-38 with 3 minutes to go in the game. Garza with the steal. Believe it or not, that's his first 2 points made in the game. Whistle is called by Deckerville. It's 43-38. Peck with the lead is. Deckerville was down by 11. Now they're only down by 5. But it'll be Peck ball with possession. Inbounds pass. Carson Liebling up for the almost an easy two, but loose. Picked up by Liebling. Nobody's really going for the rebounds here defensively for Deckerville at that moment. Kind of, I guess, as if there was a deer in headlights there. Peck maintains possession, and with the lead, 43-38. Babcock with it, with 2:35 to go. Into the paint to Liebling, back to Cal Hayden. He'll drive to the paint. Goes up for two. He will be fouled and makes a shot for two. Liebling having a heck of a game. Extends the lead 43-45 now. It's 45-38. 2:29 to go here. A timeout called by Decker. We'll be right back. Cal Hayden converts his 3-point play, making it 46-38. Peck with the lead by 8. 2:15 to go and counting. Decker with possession. Garza. Be a foul committed by the Peck Pirates. Head coach Jeremy Abrego does not agree with that call with the officials. 46-38, 2:10 to go here on the baseline. Inbounds pass from Ian Flanagan. We'll pitch it in up top to Sherbowski for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Peck Pirates. 46-38. A little bit of full-court pressure here. And Peck will get it to the strong side. Driving the basket. Reverse layup for two. No good by Liebling. Saving it from going out of bounds, but picked up by Decker. Well, Ian Flanagan. Flanagan goes up for the basket. He'll be knocked down. And will be foul possession for Deckerville. And he'll throw it in for the inbounds pass. I thought it was a shooting foul here, but apparently not. From the baseline, inbounds pass. Flanagan in for the two. Good left side for number 12. Logan Shanks after the inbounds pass. It's 46-40. Peck with a six-point lead. 1:40 to go. Knocked away. Loose ball. Last touch by Thomas West. It'll be Deckerville ball underneath their own basket after the inbounds pass. So Deckerville gets a big break here underneath their own basket. They're down by six. 46-40. 1:36 to go here. Inbounds pass to Schrabowski, the Merriman. Merriman over to number 12. Inside shot for two. No good. Rebound picked up by Thomas West after the missed shot by Logan Shanks. Fighting for the ball. It's a jump ball between Flanagan and West. Possession goes to Peck. We'll be right back. On the inbounds pass, Peck able to take possession, and they are fouled by Deckerville. 1:07 to go here. First free throw by Cal Hayden, no good, but the second free throw good by Cal Hayden. Deckerville comes up with the ball, but it's a 2-3 possession lead now for Peck. 47-40, 1:05 to go here in the game. Parker Merriman over to Garza. With under a minute to go now. Up for two. Flanagan hits the side of the glass. No good. Put back attempt. He is fouled. Number 12, Logan Shanks. And he will go to the free throw line. We'll be right back. First free throw by Logan Shanks is a miss. Second free throw attempt. That is a miss also. Trying to tip it in. Was Decker with the rebound, but last touched by Peck fighting for the rebound. 2 of 4 for free throw shooting here for Deckerville in the second half. A total of 8 total free throws. And it's Peck Pirates leading by 3 possession lead. 47-40, 54 seconds in. Inbounds pass here. Gets it in to Parker Merriman. Over to Flanagan for 3. Misses that one. Put back attempt. No, he can't handle it. Number 10, Schrabowski going for 3. No good. Rebound Deckerville. It'll be a foul. 47-40, 43 seconds to go here. It'll be a foul on Peck. Second foul for number 1, Carson Liebling. On the free throw line, number 12, Logan Shanks for his first and no good. Coming in is Gerber in for Carter Babcock. Second free throw attempt with 43 seconds to go here. Logan Shanks, Peck, great late second period and second half here. Misses the free throw. Put back attempt by Deckerville. 1-2 misses. It'll be a foul on Deckerville. Fighting for the rebound after their two misses. And Peck will go to the line for their free throws. Gerber misses both free throws. A long shot for two by Hunter Garza with a miss. 23.2 seconds to go here, and a foul by Decker after the rebound by Peck. And it'll be a technical foul. So Peck will go on the line. It's 47-40. Cal Hayden on the free throw line after the technical. We'll be right back. Okay. One free throw made by Hayden on that technical. Second free throw, no good. It's a 48-40 lead for the Peck Pirates. They get possession because of the technical foul. So throwing it in is Gabe Gerber. Right sideline into Cal Hayden with 20 seconds to go in the game. They lead 48-40. Foul and another technical foul on Corbin Schrabowski, apparently intentional. And he'll go to the free throw line again. Cal Hayden will be right back. Oh, man. All right, the technical free throws by Cal Hyden, both good. They get possession, and Peck is again fouled. It's 50-40 now with 16 seconds to go here. And first free throw after being fouled, Carson Liebling misses the first one, but he makes the second one. And it is now 51-40. Peck Pirates with a lead with 15 seconds to go here. Need some crazy miracle here. Garza with a long shot for two. He'll miss that one. Rebound Peck Pirates with 5 seconds to go here. And Peck Pirates are going to win this one 51-40. And a good comeback win here. 51-40, your final score. The Peck Pirates win over the Dockerville Eagles. Battle back. We'll be right back here for your post-game report on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back. Our post-game report here. Dockerville Eagles had the lead, but then Peck Pirates really chipped away and get the win. A free throw shooting here really strong. A lot of free throw attempts here for the Peck Pirates. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 free throws in the second in the whole game. They had 3 of 7 in the first half, but then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the second half. 7 of 19. Make that 10 of 19 free throws for the Peck Pirates. Really late in the game, they got those free throws. Dockerville, 3, 4, 5, 2 for 5 in the second half. A total of 5 for 9 for free throws for the Dockerville Eagles. Strong first half here for Dockerville, but a tie by the Peck Pirates and a comeback in the second period. And then Dockerville ended the game with a tie with a three-point shot themselves, making it 19-19. But Peck Pirates just kind of pulled away here and continued the lead. We'll have our leading scorers coming up in just a bit. Mike Gallagher will also be joining us here for our Polska Reports. It is the Peck Pirates getting the win over the Dockerville Eagles, 51-40. We'll be right back. Welcome back. The comeback win here for the Peck Pirates, but really maintaining the lead in the second half. After the tie and moving into the third period, Dockerville did have a brief lead, 22-19, a 7:26 mark. Well, Hunter Garza, three-point shot. But Peck took the lead with 4:20 to go in the third period and really maintained the lead all the way through. Let's talk about Thomas West, the young sophomore. He's got the hype here, Mike Gallagher. Mm-hmm. Cal Hyden really exploded in the second half also. Did a lot of good ball movement. Nobody's really selfish, just trying to find the open shot. And Peck Pirates chipped away, and they get the big win here, 51-40. What a gritty comeback win here for Peck.
Yeah, and Eddie, I don't know if you remember this, but we were here last year for the same matchup. Yeah. It was snowball or snow coming, whatever it was that night. And I remember you were saying you liked Cal Hyden. He was a little guy out there, and he did a lot of different things. Tonight, he was exactly what Peck needed. He had 2 points in the first half, but he finishes with 20 points. He was great from the free throw line at the end. And Thomas West, he was good throughout the game, but 11 points in the third quarter, that was huge for Peck.
Yeah, and Peck, Thomas West is another unselfish player. He's got to get the boards. You know he's going to be banged up, triple teamed out there. He did get the ball a lot in the paint, but he was not going to take a stupid shot. He was looking back right back out to pitch it out for a three, and he got a couple of those good assists for a three-point shot for Peck to come back in this game.
Absolutely, and when you're playing a physical team like Dockerville, they have a ton of great bigs underneath. They have a lot, you know, Preston Holman underneath. He's tough to go up against. So a lot of great decision-making from Thomas West. You know, not necessarily always going up, but when he had a look, he took it. And when he plays aggressive, he's such a great player, especially for being just a sophomore.
Let's talk about Dockerville. The breakdown, Peck just outplayed them. They out-hustled them. And we saw that in your preview. Hustle is what Coach Abrego wanted from this team, and he got the hustle here tonight.
For the last three quarters.
Yes, for the last three quarters. First quarter, not so good, because talk about this. They only scored 2 points.
Yeah.
In the first period. And that was at the 4:20 mark. Cal Hyden made it to tie it. Decker was leading 13-2 at the end of the first period. The next point made by Peck was by Carter Babcock coming off the bench at the 6:59 mark in the second period, making it 14-4. And they made it 16-6, but then a little bit of a drought again. Until late, they just came and chipped away. Alfaro was a big spark there with a three-point shot to get it within one. And then Babcock with 2 points at the 32nd 30-second mark to tie it, to actually take the lead 19-18. But a free throw by Flanagan, who did pretty well in the free throw line to tie it up for Deckerville. But just couldn't hang on there. Pack just turned it on in the second half. Great adjustment in the second half.
Yeah, and these two teams, I feel like they have two very different play styles. Deckerville likes to go a little more run and gun, a little more free-flowing offense, whereas Pack, you know, likes to be a little more patient with it. But when you get down that early, it's really hard to trust your offense. And that's what Peck did. They trusted their offense. They got up by six with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter, and then they're hammering the 1-4 offense, which if you know Peck basketball, that's what Peck basketball's bread and butter is. Once you get up by six, you can run that offense and, you know, just be patient with it. You mentioned Alfaro. I think he was a huge spark off the bench. Yeah. And, you know, being only a sophomore, to be able to go out there and immediately throw up a couple shots, that's what the team needs. You need some type of offense when you're down like that. And I think another big key in the beginning of the game, Carter Babcock didn't get the start, but he was huge on the boards.
Yeah.
Because Deckerville was killing Peck on the boards in that first quarter.
He kind of stirred that spark.
He did, yeah. And it doesn't have to be points.
That's
you
what
know?
You need from a six-man.
Yes, exactly.
So let's talk about the leading scorers. We'll go first with Deckerville before we take our next break. Leading scorer, Hunter Garza. He had two straight threes. In fact, three straight threes.
Mm-hmm.
Had another three for 12. And then added 2 points. He was the leading scorer at 14 points. Second leading scorer, Ian Flanagan. He was on the free throw line. He made eight off the floor for a total of 13 points. 6 points for Logan Shanks, 5 for Parker Merriman also, and 2 for Preston Holman. Again, focus on Garza, really well in the outside perimeter, but then Pekka realized that. They kind of went man-to-man also.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want Deckerville getting the paint, as well as Deckerville did a pretty good job of trying to keep Peck out of the paint, but, you know, Peck was able to find a way to penetrate and just, you know, you saw a lot of good hustle in the first half for Deckerville to pass the ball around quickly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Trying to make open shots, but Peck just that much better. When we come back, we got leading scorers, and we'll talk a little bit about the girls' game also with the win for Deckerville also. But
we got some other scores we can run through real
quick, good.
Too. Yeah.
So leading scorer, Hunter Garza for Deckerville. When we come back, we'll talk about Thomas West and Cal Hyden, what they had point-wise. We'll be right back here on 92.5. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Furyville, I'm with Mike Gallagher. We'll have a special guest here in a moment to talk about the girls' game. Leading scorer here with the Peck Pirates. I have 20 points for Cal Hyden. Did I get that right?
You did get that
wow,
right.
Wow, I got that one right. Yeah. On my own here. Thomas mm-hmm. West, I was off on that one.
You were off on that one.
He had how much?
He had 16.
16 points on the game. Yep. Carter Babcock, we talk about him coming off the bench. He had 6 points, as well as Karsten Lieblang, who did a lot of hustle work out there
yes,
also.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Great, just
the little
doesn't
guy.
Want, yeah, doesn't want to take the shot.
The senior, the little guy, yeah.
Yeah. Aiden Alfaro was a spark there to tie it up with 3-point shot also. So there you go, your leading scorers, but Cal Hyden, just a spark there in the second half, as well as Thomas West.
Absolutely, and Cal Hyden was so clutch down the stretch, and that's exactly what Peck needed.
Free throw shootings, 10 of 19 for Peck, and 5 for 9 for Deckerville. So Peck is undefeated in league play, of course. They still got some league games up here. It is all league play here for the next 4 or 5 games for both teams also.
Yep.
So Peck up next, they will have Mayville coming up, and then Kingston on the 12th. That's next week. So
that'll be the big one.
Yeah, that'll be on the 12th.
Kingston, Dryden as well. They've been playing pretty well.
Yeah, that's on the 19th in a couple weeks. And they'll have a non-league game against Sandusky. Always great to see that. For the Deckerville boys, they have North Huron, Dryden, and Kingston. Another little bit of a gauntlet there for Deckerville.
Yep, they'll be able to get right against North Huron, and then you got the two top dogs coming in next.
All right, so let's move on to the girls' game. A good win here for the Deckerville Lady Eagles. They get the win over the Peck Pirates, also 35-22. And making her debut on the radio is Libby Tank. How you doing?
Great.
Great. Good win there, 35-22. But, you know, I saw something there in the fourth period. You guys kind of, like, petered out there. What's going on? Is it coming off a holiday break there or what? Too much candy canes?
I want to say that because, I mean, we've still had games in between practices. We've still been practicing hard. I think we just kind of let it relax a bit more than we should have. We knew we had the lead, and we thought we'd kind of calm down, and then they pressured that ball really good. I'll give Peck props for that. And we kind of fell apart for a bit there, but we got our back together.
Yeah, you did really good on the boards there. You had 7 points in the game, but your job, you know what your job is going to be. You're going to be double-team, triple-team. You're going to be banged in the paints, but you expect that. How tough was it for you tonight there in the paint?
The paint, I wasn't horrible, but I mean, most of the time I have like two or three girls on me when I do have the ball in the paint. But I have to give Kendra Kozel props. It was very hard to cut with her on me. She was played very tight defense. She did a really good job.
Sizes up well with you, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got a question for her?
I do, actually. So before this game, you guys played Marlette and Sandusky.
Yes.
Both losses, but both, you know, the Marlette game, that was one, you guys were winning late. The mm-hmm. Sandusky game, if you didn't start out, you know, 12-0, 14-0. Despite losing those games, how did they help this team's confidence going into the new year?
Well, I mean, everybody kind of overlooks us as Deckerville. We're a smaller team. Nobody thinks we can keep up with the Class C schools. But our coach always tells us, show them that we're right there, we belong with them, that we can play with them or even better than them. And after each game, our coach said to us, we should have won that game. And we all knew it. We knew we had the ability to win them, and we could have. But then playing those teams helps a lot, coming back down to our league games, and just gives you a lot more confidence, knowing if you can stick with a team like that, you can stick with your league game.
I would say maybe 3 years ago, you didn't think you'd be that close against a Marlette or a Sandusky team also, with the mm-hmm. amount of points you put up over the holiday break also. Got to be happy with the offense, how it gelled together too. Emma Solowitz, you really dished the ball up to her when she took those fast breaks. What a smart player. Nice to see her not injured also on the floor here. Mm. It's great to have her back on the floor. She got 12 points on the game for you girls tonight.
Yes.
So, all right, anything else for you?
Well, you started Stars play tonight. What are your expectations for the league this year? Obviously, Kingston's sitting there right at the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, Kingston's going to be the one to yeah. beat. League, I think we're going to – like our coach told us, every practice, we can't overlook any team. Kingston's who we're going for right now. They're the team to beat. So every game is just fighting for that league title to get that spot with Kingston and then going against Kingston and just playing our hardest.
All right, your next game up is North Huron, I believe, and Dryden and Kingston. That's pretty much set up how boys kind of schedule their games.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some tough games here. Dryden's not an easy team also,
no.
I don't think,
and no.
as well as Kingston come up in the 15th. One game at a time, though, right?
Yep, exactly.
How often do you think about those other teams down there?
I mean, Kingston's a game I've been thinking about since the first day of
oh,
practice.
Oh, really? So you wake up in the middle of the night?
I mean, they're probably one of the better teams in the county right now. Yeah. I know a lot of the girls on the team, and, like, you just got to figure out the play and stuff.
All right, what's going on with the Pistons, man? Come on.
Now you're asking the hard questions.
That's yeah, not fair. Now we're talking
That's
about that.
All
right. I thought this was just Sanilac County.
Yeah, okay. We'll leave it at that. All right. Thank you, Libby Tank.
Thanks, Libby.
Thank you.
Yeah, your debut here. Thank you. We'll figure something out here. We'll get you in as an intern here soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That's up to mom, though, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Be late nights. Look at this night right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to wrap things up here on 92.5 WBGV. I'm Mike. That's Mike Gallagher. I'm Eddie Fury. That's Libby Tank. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Our post-game report here on WBGV 92.5. Eddie Fury, I'm Mike Gallagher. And wrapping things up here, we got some scores coming through, but it was 51-40, the Peck Pirates over the Deckerville Eagles. But they could not get the sweep with the girls losing to Deckerville 35-22. So good win for the Deckerville girls and a good win, comeback win here for the Peck Pirates over the boys 51-40. That's just the first meeting. The second one, you know, it's just going to be fired up there when they both meet.
You know,
great
rivalry
here.
Yeah, and it's perfect because Deckerville gets a win, Peck gets a win, everybody gets to go home happy. So
yeah. All right, so we have some other scores in the area.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Wild Wild East, Eddie.
There's a beast in the East, right?
Right. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So earlier this week, we saw KPAC go to Ubley and pick up a win.
2.1 there, right?
2 or 3 point win? I don't know.
47-44, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word on that
okay.
one. Sandusky comes back and beats KPAC 58-48 tonight.
Wow.
That was after Sandusky went to Harbor Beach earlier this week.
And got hammered. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We don't use words like hammered when we're talking about our own teams, Eddie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, got pummeled.
Oh.
No, that actually, Sandusky, that was a girls' score. Yeah, I mean, they lost pretty big last time they met up there. So, but a big win for Sandusky to
big
get right back in the
Sandusky,
race.
Big win for Sandusky, right back in the race. Tyler Bush, 17 points. Tyler Franzel, 15 points. Braden Benner, 8 points. So, nice win for Sandusky. They're kind of figuring things out. Probably the biggest game of the night, Harbor Beach and Ubley. Ubley led for most of the game.
Yeah.
Harbor Beach finishes on a 17-1 run.
Wow. They win 17 points to 1 point.
Yep. They win 51-39. Benson Harper scores 26, which is probably a little bit under his average for the season. But that's a great win for Harbor Beach. They remain undefeated in the East. And I think everybody else is sitting at one loss at least in the East.
Mm.
Jumping over to the West, Cass City takes care of Vassar 67-36. Carter Patrick with 29 points. Caro holds off USA 53-43. Standish Sterling beats Millington 58-47. Brandon Coleman with 21 for the Cardinals. And then I got one girls' score for you, Eddie.
Yeah.
The Crosslex Pioneers finish off a 3-0 week with a BWAC win at Imlay City 45-23. The Pioneers have won four straight and they're at 7-2 on the year.
And they played three straight games.
They played three games this week. Yep.
Three straight wins.
Three, yep. Great week for the Pioneers. They're sitting at the top of the BWAC right now. They already knocked off the defending champ in North Branch.
Yep.
Imlay City, not the Imlay City of old,
but still very
still
dangerous.
A great program, yeah. And that's a huge win for the Pioneers.
Yeah.
I think we expected them to make that jump this year, but I don't think 7-2 was on anybody's mind. But that's a great start for the Pioneers, and we'll see if they can keep that rolling. Again, this was a score from last night, but I don't know if you saw, Eddie, but the Crosslex boys beat Imlay City.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. It's on our Sandlack Broadcasting website, so yeah, you tend to stay up late.
Well, that's where I saw it.
Yeah, okay. So, next week we already have our coverage set up. I'm going to have the Sandusky girls at Marlette's game coming up on Thursday night next week. That's our next game, and I'm leaning right now between Ubley at Sandusky and Wednesday nights. That might be a pretty good game there also. Both teams coming off a loss, but Sandusky bounces back, beats KPEC. KPEC beats Ubley.
Yep.
So, yeah, that Greater Thumb East right now in the mix. But Harbor Beach right now by far leading right now with some league wins there.
And Harbor Beach beating two of the top dogs in the East, I would say, in Ubley and Sandusky. I guess you would throw KPEC into that conversation as well. But, yeah, the East is pretty interesting this year. And then looking at the girls, same thing. Harbor Beach is undefeated at the top.
Yeah, and they had a good win over Ubley this past week. And Sandusky in the same week.
Yes, they did, yeah.
I think Sandusky was what?
Sandusky had won 28 straight games in the Greater Thumb East Conference. That's a conference like that. That's a very long streak. But it's hard to win in Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
It's a cliche, I know, but it we see it every year in every sport. So.
All right, and the win again for Peck, winning over boys Deckerville here, 51-40. Deckerville girls wins 35-22. A triple hitter here tonight at Deckerville High School, back in the groove of things, back from the holiday break this past Thursday also for a lot of the schools also.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Yep.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM as we wrap up our coverage here on a long night. It's been a long day for me.
I bet it has. Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying we're back for Sportsline now, right?
We are back for Sportsline this Monday.
Okay.
We'll be starting at 5:30 and we'll probably go until the Michigan game kicks off.
All right. So we'll make sure we have time to watch. Even if they have to go to Elk Street and I take the day off the next day also, which I likely will have to do after a long day here today and a likely weekend. Good luck to the Lions. Sunday, 12 noon, pregame on WTGV 97.7 FM. High School Sports Live broadcast right here on 92.5 and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com, as well as Sportsline on Monday on 95.3 FM and streaming also. Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Eddie Fury.
All right, that wraps up our coverage here on WBGV 92.5 FM for high school sports. Check our website, sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the sports section for the latest scores. As soon as I get home, I'll start working. Thank you, folks, for tuning in.